This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Remembers every moment of their engagement.
I really love selling engagement rings, Danny. You know why? Because an engagement ring is so special. It's the first time two people commit to each other, and I want to be part of that story. At Robert Irwin Jewelers, you got to come in. You got to see all the different engagement rings we have. We're having a huge bridal sale. It's going on now. I'm going to give you the confidence to get down on one knee, pop open the box. You're going to get a yes. That's what it's all about. We've got free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
We're brothers. We're happy. And we're singing and we're
Nation 92.9 FM ESPN presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to with one of Satan home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on trailing back. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome to your Thursday, December 12th, and we're all getting through it. My goodness, last night we got through it with some electricity. John Martin, I almost came up out of my chair. Did you see it?
I did see it. Saw it. I witnessed. I bared witness.
John Moran, something special. We're going to get to it. But, man, I'll tell you what. You back in the news. Breaking game, the scoop game, and we're going to get to that probably first among plenty of other things, a lot to talk
it's
about.
It's bad when me getting a story is news. Like, that tells you, like, how far I've fallen off.
Give yourself a little bit more of a pat on the back. That was national news you broke yesterday.
Well,
Bob almost got me out of my seat like I was last night for John Morant.
You may remember, Jason, that back in the day they used to call me Mr. Da-da-da, da-da-da. You remember how they used to call me that?
I do remember
Mr.
that.
Mr. Da-da-da. Da-da-da.
We were trying to figure it out.
Especially when it came to football, man. It's funny. Mark Giannotto texted me and said, you're like Jay Glazer. You only swoop in for the big stories. You know?
I like that analogy.
And you know what? Maybe that's true. I got a little bit of an update for you on Memphis football.
Oh, good.
On the Memphis football coaching search that I'm happy to share. You know, whatever, I'm going to share it. We'll do that here in
Excellent.
Just a moment. Here's what we have coming up on the show today. Jeff Calkins is going to join us in the next segment. We will talk to him about the Memphis football search. We will talk to him about John Morant and more at 11:25. At 12:25, we're going to be joined by former Memphis Tiger and longtime NFL vet Artis Hicks. Why is Artis Hicks coming on the show? Well, Artis Hicks happens to know Ryan Silverfield very well. They worked very closely in Minnesota. Ryan Silverfield was there in Minnesota for 6 years, and that time overlapped with Artis Hicks. They worked together on the offensive line. And so, listen, we've seen the tweets from players that Ryan's coached in Memphis,
yeah.
Right? We've seen the tweets from Jake Elliott and Chris Claybrooks and T.J. Carter. But I kind of want to get a perspective from somebody who was around him in the NFL.
He's a great story, period. Remember when undrafted,
yes.
if I'm not mistaken, then went, goes on to have a nice 12-year career. He's a great story, period, coming out of Memphis. One we're familiar with.
sort of, that sort of having to build your own rep. And Lord knows he stayed there for a long time.
Yeah, no doubt.
What time do you have a former Barry Odom player on?
We are not going to have a former Barry Odom player on the show today. Because you know what? I heard that segment from Parrish this week, and I just don't really feel the need. Just pretty much done.
I understand.
You know? Yep. So anyway, Artis Hicks going to join. I appreciate the – you're looking for the equity.
There's a little balance,
right? You're looking for some equity.
I'm starting to feel like this coaching search might not be a coaching search anymore.
So we will talk to Artis Hicks at 12:25. And then at 1:25, we're going to talk to Memphis basketball assistant coach Tony Madlock. They have a big game this weekend, Jason.
Yes, they do.
Against the Tennessee Volunteers. It is the next-to-last game they will play, unless they meet in the tournament or something along those lines. You can kiss this series goodbye, no matter what Rick Barnes says. Penny Hardaway has a press conference later today.
He does.
Which, you know, do you think it will be interesting?
I'm sure he'll be asked about Ryan Boyce. Saw Christian Fowler have that news yesterday.
Yes,
I know
he will be asked about Ryan Boyce.
There's no if a walk-on transfers at Memphis, it's news.
It is news.
And we know Ryan Boyce wasn't your typical walk-on in the sense that Duke could play a little bit. Now, how much was he contributing here?
Nothing.
Where you've
really
got right nothing, and that's why I think he's in the transfer portal. I want to give a little credit where it's due, though. We're patting you on the back for breaking a little news. Christian Fowler had that news yesterday that Boyce out there. I'm sure he'll get asked about it.
From Go Tigers 247, absolutely.
I'll be real honest with you, and I'm sure we'll maybe get a little bit more into this. But, again, he's looking at UAB this weekend, you know, watching that game, probably wondering, wow, I mean, I could be over there playing and getting a lot of minutes going again. You know, he's just there.
That's exactly
right.
You
literally just played this game against a team that offered you, right, and you who knows, could have a starter's role with right now, probably would. Quite frankly, with the caliber of player that Ryan Boyce is. So anyway, kid made a decision. He's in the transfer portal. We'll talk to Tony Madlock about it, too. I'm sure we can ask him about that.
Absolutely. So that's all going down on the show today. Lots to get to. Looking forward to it. But want to start with a couple bits of news. Last night, I reported, you were talking about your Mr. Da-na-na is back, and that's because I had the news that Adam Fuller – and again, this is all like it lives for 1 minute before everybody else kind of swoops in and confirms it. But Adam Fuller is headed to Florida State in the same role as defensive coordinator.
Matter of fact, it came down at 6:25 yesterday, John.
Oh,
much like it, John Moran's dunk knocked me off my feet. This tweet did too.
Oh, it did.
You. Source: Memphis DC Adam Fuller leaving Memphis and following Mike Norvell to Florida State was big part of turnaround with the Memphis defense. When I looked at who it came from, I must say, like that one tear that came down when I was watching those toys head to the furnace with CJ.
Yeah.
That one tear came down yesterday, John, because it took me back to a time.
You're ridiculous.
It took me back to 2011.
You're ridiculous.
So what are we talking, Brad? About 8 years ago, I'm about 35 in my second year as the Tigers beat writer. John Martin, about 9 years old, and he's breaking stories over to you. Remember, he's a phenom. He's already in college. He's already working for the Daily Helmsman at 9. And he breaks, because we're trying to figure out what the hell is going on over at the CAR.
I was at Scout.
You're at Scout?
Yeah, I was at
Scout. Okay, well, it was one of your many jobs. I got a little confused. So you got CA after this.
Yes.
You turned Scout into CA. This breaking story in 2011 into Scout.
Helmsman into Scout. Scout into CA.
Okay, well, let me finish the story. I know before you butt in about your life here, John broke the fact that Justin Fuente was the next head football coach at Memphis as a 9-year-old phenom. It took us all back. It was amazing. We were trying to figure it out, and that's what last night did for me. Because for the most part, John, you've sort of, here lately, your focus has been on basketball.
Absolutely.
Particularly basketball recruiting.
Yep.
So much like Giannotto said, to swoop in and to get news like, John, how many likes and retweets on that?
I'll tell
you, 868 likes and 187 retweets, John. That qualifies as big college football news, John. And just like 11, you took me back to it. I was proud of you.
Well, I will tell you, 2011, that night was an incredible night. I remember it very well.
Was it before bedtime?
It was before bedtime. It was just before bedtime, as a matter of fact. I had just finished my warm glass of milk.
That's what I thought.
And I remember getting that call.
You like your milk a little sweet.
That's absolutely right. Mm. And I remember getting that sweet, warm milk out of the microwave.
Knocks them out,
Brad. And I was just about to doze off when I got the call about Fuente getting the gig. You know, it was a great moment, and is it quite?
It's a true story, by the way, for those of y'all that forgot that this dude broke Fuente like in 11.
Not that this open is about my career or my life, but like Justin.
But here
Fuente,
we are again.
The Justin Fuente story and getting that news, I really truly believe that changed the course of my career. I really do.
Much like Albert Means for Gary.
I mean, I think that was a little bit of a bigger stage. I mean, that launched Gary from the commercial appeal to CBS Sports.
Huge.
You know, it took me from
Fuente is yours
scout to being a freelancer at the commercial appeal. So not quite the same impact, mm-hmm. but
yeah.
you know, again, I think I got a raise out of it when it was all said and done. You know, parlayed
the
that
parallels.
Into
a, not nevertheless are there, John. Forget the money.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But anyway, it definitely is. You know, it was kind of reminiscent of that time.
Anyway, good scoop. I see a lot of people are mad about this.
Yes.
Right, that Adam Fuller is leaving at this time where you're going now into a Cotton Bowl game against a very good Penn State team without your offensive play caller and Mike Norvell now, the head coach, and without your now defensive coordinator, who, quite frankly, let's be real, took you from, what, 89th to 50th this year in total defense, and he was one of the big reasons. He's also the highest-paid assistant on the staff at $400,000.
Yep.
But he was one of the big reasons, John, why you were able to win big this year.
Yep.
We said they've already got the offense, right? What they need in this conference to be the separator is a couple of defensive stops at key times, right? You're not going to slow anybody down in the AAC to a point where it looks like a crawl, no. But to the best, and he did that. Adam Fuller did that. Took a bunch of playmakers that they already had, right, and put it into a system that they all believed in, and you literally saw the improvement on the field. It's one of the reasons they got 12 wins this year, one of the big reasons. That again, when they needed stops, they got them, and it sort of all culminated with needing that one against Cincinnati there at the end, and they got it.
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, Adam Fuller's off to Florida State. At this point, I know now people are sort of wondering, is he going to coach in the bowl game? Will he coach against Penn State in for Memphis in the Cotton Bowl? If you go to Adam Fuller's Twitter account, any evidence he worked at Memphis is pretty much wiped off. He's got the Florida State logo as his Twitter profile. He's got the defensive coordinator at Florida State University in his bio. Does that preclude him from still being the defensive coordinator in that game for the University of Memphis? No, it doesn't. But kind of strange to change it that quickly. You know, I think there's a few things going on here. He wanted to get the look as head coach at the University of Memphis, didn't. You know, it wasn't really considered in any serious capacity. And so I don't know how much of a obligation he feels to stay behind, right, for the next 3 weeks to, you know, to prepare for that game. And whether that's right or wrong or indifferent, I think that's just the way it is.
You might look at it and say, well, what do you mean he wanted it? Like, what do you mean he wanted a shot at the head gig when he had been here for 1 year, right, and Ryan Silverfield's been here the entire time? But if you look at it, and it's something we've touched on throughout the season, even in the preseason, he was the highest-paid assistant on the staff
yep.
at $400,000. So they had to pay big to get him over from Marshall, where
yep.
I believe after leaving, he was 25th in the country in defense leaving Marshall. You had to pay big to get him.
Yep.
And so from that standpoint, look, I mean, from that totem pole standpoint, he's making more than Silverfield. So for to John's point about wanting a shot at the gig, you could sort of see it from that standpoint when you're making the most on the staff. You understand, as one of the assistants, hey, maybe I deserve a ride at that thing too. And John, from the standpoint too that, sure, from the familiarity standpoint, you'd love to have the guys that's called plays all season long.
Mm-hmm.
But, John, if he's got any ideas, right, of being the head coach, if you're Ryan Silverfield, too, think about the position that puts him in, who's already put out his bid publicly that he wants it, right, and we all know he's a candidate for the gig. How's that look? That, too, that's an addition to what everybody else has already said. Florida State calls. I mean, it's almost the exact same thing as Mike Norvell. You're going to go at this point. You were making $400,000
yep.
as the defensive coordinator at Memphis. I've got to imagine, John, he's much closer to $1 million today down at Florida State. Obviously, I don't know if those numbers have come out yet, but who's going to turn that down?
Yep.
So again, from the Memphis side of it, I think it was going to be a little awkward anyway, possibly.
Absolutely.
Even again, and everybody getting caught up in the familiarity of it. Then from the Florida State side of it, come on. I mean, this opportunity, no one's going to turn it down. It's the same thing we said about Mike. You're not going to turn this opportunity down. No one would.
That's exactly right. So anyway, that's the situation on Adam Fuller. I don't really expect him to coach Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. It just doesn't feel like that's the way this thing is trending. Christian Fowler and Jonah Jordan both reported yesterday that Keith Kluwer, who is coaching linebackers, mm-hmm. could be a candidate to move up and coach.
Call those plays.
Yeah, exactly. Be the defensive coordinator for that game. So it's an unfortunate part of the game. Okay, on to the actual head coaching position.
Yes.
Ryan Silverfield is interviewing today.
Okay.
that was actually initially reported by a Florida State website. I think it was their 247 site. But Ryan Silverfield is interviewing with the University of Memphis today, later today. I am told it will take place not on campus. I am told it will take place. This is going to sound like one of those like message board threads where it's like Coach Cal, you know, wiped his shoe off on the curb and it smelled like bluegrass. You know, like it's going to sound like one of those. But I'm being told that it's going to take place at Blackberry Farm.
I'll just look that up.
I believe that's in the Smoky Mountains, if I'm not mistaken.
In the Smokies.
I believe that's where it's it is.
John got details.
Yeah. So that, and Brad Martin, very influential over there, could be at his place. Brad Martin will be in on it.
Do you think we'll ever visit Blackberry Farm? Sounds wonderful.
No, I don't
almost
think we
like
will.
Almost like a vineyard.
No, I don't think we will.
Okay.
I don't think we will.
Nice place.
But I'm being told that's where the interview will take place. It's an important interview, and I expect Ryan Silverfield to impress. I expect Ryan Silverfield to have a great presentation in this interview, I expect this to go over very well. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
Well, what are the big questions are, who's your OC, who's your DC, right? I mean,
yeah.
If we're to believe what we've read and what's been said publicly, Larry Veach making this hire, he said it. He said, this is my hire.
Yep.
And it feels like he's the one that Silverfield's got to convince, right? I mean, we even talked with President Rudd. He called him a unique candidate. Speaking of, he knows everything that Silverfield represents. Veach is the one that's new to the party.
Yep.
He's the one that, look, there's a lot to gain here, too, in not going with the flow if you're Laird Veach, right? In terms of maybe even a fan, your credibility, right, why you're here, if this is really your hire,
yep.
There is some incentive, right, to go outside of the traditional way of thinking, just to go ahead and look in the traditional way of thinking that Ryan Silverfield might not just be the best guy for this job. Maybe there's somebody else out there.
Yep.
If I'm going to show people that this is my hire, maybe I want to show people I'm looking outside. National search, just like Ryan suggested he should go do. So it's important to me, right, is in establishing sort of my credibility as an athletic director here,
yep.
I want to show folks that I'm not just down with – without looking elsewhere first,
yep.
Right? The favorite or whatever. I mean, some of you may not even consider Ryan Silverfield the favorite. Maybe he's worked his way up at this point. Mm-hmm. But it would be important to me. And so, John, it's a little bit surprising to me, quite frankly, that the only news of this, you're saying it, and now the news that, you know, Florida State had it first, whatever, the Florida State side of it, 247, that this is the only news publicly of an interview we've seen.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I just wonder, with the early period next week, or 16th through 18th, something around there.
Yep.
I mean, it's next week.
Yep.
This is why Florida State had to get Norvell there. This
yep.
is why Adam Fuller's put the Florida State thing on his Twitter. Because of recruiting next week. You got to get some. You got
to
tell these folks who your DC is. It's time to go.
Yep.
Right? How many more interviews are going to get done between now and then? Because I got to think, because it was important to Florida State, it's got to be important to Memphis, too.
Yep.
Keeping this class together.
Yep.
Right? How many more interviews are there going to be? Is this coming to the close? Has there been a national search? It just makes, you know, I've got all those questions.
So, like, I'm hesitant almost to say this because, you know, it's – I'm told if this is not the final interview, it's one of the last interviews. But I was told this morning it's the last one. That's what I was told. Now, again, like
– hearing yesterday, yeah.
It kind of flies in the face of, like
– of the news people
absolutely.
That was being reported yesterday about
– So, and again, I know that conflicts with other things out there, but I'm told this is the last one. Whether that's true or not, obviously, we will find out, right? We will find out if that's true or not with how quickly this thing – because if this is the last interview that takes place in Blackberry Farm today, then I would expect we get an announcement tomorrow, right? I mean, you mull it over tonight.
Makes all the sense in the world. Get this turned quickly.
You know, you meet with your decision makers, and then you come up with, you know, the white smoke emerges from Normal Street, and here we go. We're off we go. We live in an age, Jason, where you cannot conceal anything, right? Like nothing is secret anymore.
18th through the 20th of those dates next week.
Which is coming right up.
Mm-hmm.
We live in an age where nothing is private. Everything gets out. Everything. So am I to believe that, like, there's been this exhaustive search with all these different candidates brought in, and we don't know any of them? Like, we haven't, like, Pete Thamel hasn't, like, leaked one out, or Pat Forty hasn't put one out, or Scott Roussel of Football Scoop hasn't put one out. I don't know. Like, this, my, again, this is not information I'm getting, but as someone who's covered coaching searches before, the way it looks to me is that it's Barry Odom and Ryan Silverfield. That's how it looks to me, like, from where I sit. Like, those are the two guys. And maybe there is a total dark horse out there that, that somehow, some way, they have done a good job of concealing. But that's how it looks and feels to me. I don't know where you come down on it, but, like, if I feel like if there was a really – if there was a serious candidate out there other than those two, we would have heard from them.
Well, that's what I'm laying out. There's incentive to hear about more of them, because if you're Memphis, and like I said, if you're the athletic director there, you want to show that you're considering all candidates, right, that it's not just a – you know, and again, if it's a two-horse race because you feel like those are the best two candidates, right, and you've done some vetting and some that's fine. Then you've done the national search that I think this program deserves. And all agreed over there on Sunday that that was the thing to do. It's just odd that it's come down to two so quickly and that possibly we're down to the last one already. We're down to the final interview.
No doubt. So it was amazing, kind of hilarious that – I was like, for whatever reason, on Chris Powers' Twitter account, the guy that caught the touchdown against Tennessee, remember, and whatever. And 4 years ago, this time, 4 years ago, he had made an appearance on the Jeff Calkins show. And I know that because he retweeted the tweet from Calkins. And Calkins, in his tweet, said, show cranking up, Barry Odom or no Barry Odom. And it's like the same damn thing is like 4 years later. It's like Barry Odom or no Barry Odom. It's kind of uncanny that like we're in the same exact, not same exact, but kind of like the, we've arrived kind of in the same place. Is it going to be Barry Odom? Is it going to be Ryan Silverfield? Like it's kind of uncanny.
How would the reactions be different with the fan? I mean, it'd be stark, right?
Oh, no doubt.
You'd have one fan base that would say, let's go.
I don't think there's any
continuation. You got D'Angelo and Henderson all tweeting about it, you know, that Ryan Silverfield's the guy, and then you come out next week and you announce Odom. What's that look like? What's that reaction look like?
I mean, that's a good point. Like, I haven't heard from a single Memphis fan that is in favor of Barry Odom. I'm not saying that Memphis fan doesn't exist, but I haven't heard from them. I haven't had a single tweet.
Tell me this, John, and again, I'm not doing this to be funny. Why haven't we seen a tweet from a Barry Odom guy saying Memphis should hire him?
Because I don't know how many Barry Odom guys there are.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, if it was a fight, right? If it was a fight between two guys, right, and you saw all this on one side, and it was still a fight on the other side, or at least the other side still felt like it was a fight, wouldn't you see some? Wouldn't you want a couple out there if it was really it's still a fight?
Now, I did talk to somebody
if this was really serious and it was at the door of two people here.
So I will say this. Maybe Barry Odom is not that guy. Maybe Barry Odom is not the kind of guy who's going to, quote-unquote, rally the troops like that. Maybe he just doesn't.
Oh, you'd still think it.
You know? But, like, I did talk to somebody that knows the Memphis football program very well yesterday, and I asked, who do you think they should hire? And the answer was Barry Odom. Now, again, that's one person. That's just one man's opinion. And we have a million other opinions that say Silverfield, whether it's D'Angelo, whether it's Kenneth Gainwell, whether it's Darrell Henderson, et cetera, et cetera. But it is interesting, sort of just what's playing out on Twitter. That's the day and age we live in. You know, that's how you put pressure on universities, and that's happening, no question about it. You know, for Memphis right now.
Yeah.
But if there, I mean, do you have any reason to believe that there is some mystery candidate out there?
No, not at this point. And again, I think it would behoove Memphis to possibly have one, right? At least, even if you're not going to hire somebody else and you know already, it, in terms of helping Laird's credibility and changing some of the narrative around here, let's face it, that the president is the one making all the decisions over there when it comes to athletics. I think that's why you saw Laird Veach say publicly, this is my hire. This is important. And in hiring him, in hiring Laird, I have to imagine he's asking the question to Rudd, okay, if I'm coming, right? Let's talk about the coaches we've got in place. Well, Penny looks pretty set. That you're going to have him for a season. But Mike Norvell has been winning at a pretty high clip. Probably going to be out of here. How are we going to deal with this? You're going to be making the hire. Who's involved when they do? How much of it's going to be me? John, in my taking the job, that would have weighed in. Because, again, it's his watch.
Yep.
Right? This is going to be on his watch. And so, again, his resume, everything else, this will be on him when it comes to, you know, another job, whatever else. And so that's why it would be critical to me to know before I take the job that it's going to be mine, and then once you get to this point, to show people that it's mine. And I just – it in hearing another name, it would have shown that. Again, I'm not sitting here saying Laird Veach should be, you know, leaking names if you're down to two and that's it. Mm-hmm. But I just find it. I thought we would hear more names. I thought we'd get more interviews, news of interviews.
Yes.
Hey, this guy's in today. This guy's coming in, and it hasn't gone that way, and it surprised me a little bit.
Yeah.
It absolutely has.
Yep. So that's where it stands right now. Ryan Silverfield is interviewing today, and it'll be interesting to see how quickly this thing goes after today. I mean, today is a critical.
Yesterday felt like it's moving slow.
Right.
Today it feels like we may be on the right. Coming up on it pretty fast here.
Today is a critical part of the process.
And you just wonder how much of it is momentum that Silverfield's built up with all this.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Has that sped up the process?
Yep.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yep. So, again, not saying Silverfield is necessarily the guy, but saying that, you know, I am saying that today is a critical, you know, part of that process. We've reached that kind of time in the search. So, anyway, that is the latest. We will come back. Jeff Calkins is going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Memphis football search, about Ja Morant. And more on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at 5 different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
We have great news from James Gaddis Jewelers. This is James Gaddis here to tell you about some great savings available right now. Save 20% on Seiko and Bulova watches. What a great gift idea. Also save 20% on designer jewelry by Doves and 20% on blue topaz and aquamarine jewelry, which represent the December birthstone. Bring us your gift list and let us help you get it all done while you are saving. That's right, 20%. James Gaddis Jewelers.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Old Man Winter is knocking on the door. Make sure your furnace is ready. Right now, get a furnace tune-up for $49, and if you know it's time for a new one, we can install a high-efficiency train system for as little as $130 a month. Call us today for an appointment, 624-1401. That's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Hi, I'm Troy Fiveash, owner of Fiveash Roofing. If you need a roof for your home or business, we hope to hear from you and we will work hard to earn your business. We are experts and certified in residential and commercial roofing, siding, and gutter installation. We have been serving the Memphis area for over 20 years, and now with two of my sons working with me, we plan to be here for many years to come. So if you need a roof, please give us a call. On a personal note, what a great time to be a Memphis sports fan. With the Grizzlies' new look, the Redbirds, the 901 FC, and the Tigers football football and basketball teams, it's going to be a fun year. Thank you to Coach Norvell, Coach Hardaway, and their staffs for your dedication to your student athletes, the University of Memphis, and to fans like me who have waited forever to have both the football and basketball teams ranked at the same time. 5-Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical, 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
5-Ash Roofing, it's what we do. We're here for you. If you like pina coladas and getting caught.
Spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Didn't fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you. The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is the radio host of the Jeff Calkins Show, and you can read him over at the Daily Memphian. He joins us now. Hey, Jeff.
How are you, man?
So, does it feel like to you, at this point, as of Thursday morning in the 11 o'clock hour, that the Memphis football coaching job is boiling down to Barry Odom and Ryan Silverfield?
No.
Interesting.
No, I just don't know why. Well, I don't know why you would necessarily think that. In other words, because you haven't heard another name? Like, there's. Do you have any reporting that that's who it is?
Not that I've reported, no.
Have you heard anyone's reporting that it is? That it
no.
Is? That's the thing. I think what you're doing is you're saying, because we haven't heard any other names, it must be those two. Whereas I don't think that's necessarily true. I just think it. I think that's what we in the public, those are literally the only names we're kicking around. So that's the only names. I have been told that it's mostly that it's down to defensive guys. And so that would sort of take off. Like, I don't know who the other candidates would be, I'll be honest with you. Like, but if you're talking about Billy Napier, for example, he's an offensive guy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
So, but I think we're saying it's one of those two because we just assume it because we haven't heard any other names kicked around because literally no other name has emerged. But I don't think that means – it could just mean there's another name out there that no one's reported, right?
Suppose, I guess.
That's what I think.
How quickly do you think it gets
– what?
How quickly do you think this gets done then? Where do you – how far along do you think – they are.
I think by the weekend. I think they have to, right? I guess you don't have to, but the last one took till this Friday. You know, someone said last night to me, I was talking, and they said, boy, this is now a disaster. It's taking too. No, it's not. I don't know why. They started interviewing people, you know, lining up interviews and stuff Sunday. And so if you were filling a producer role to take the place at 92.9, you wouldn't necessarily be able to do it in 3 days, you know. I think if it's done Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's likely when I expected it. When this first happened, I predicted that it would be done Friday, and I still think there's a reasonable chance of that.
Interesting. Obviously, as I'm sure you've heard, Ryan Silverfield is interviewing today. I have been told again. I'm not staking my reputation on this part of it, Jeff, but I've been told that this is the last interview they're doing, this one today. Now, whether that's true or not, obviously, I don't know. I just heard that. Do you really believe that there is a, you know, this interview today that Ryan Silverfield will do will persuade Memphis in any way? Like, do you think that this is important, this interview?
I think it should be important. I imagine it would be important. It's funny, like Malcolm Gladwell has a his most recent book is out, and it says that you shouldn't pay. It's basically one of the things it talks about is the dangers of putting too much stock in an interview, that we tend to get fooled by people we like and connect with, and that's who we hire, and not necessarily on accomplishment and resume. So there are limits to an interview. But let's be honest, I think Ryan Silverfield came into this process with very little chance of getting the head coaching job.
Wow.
And he has turned it around by, you know, it's funny. It's not just that everybody has come forward. Like, Ryan has done a great job of marshaling the forces, you know. He just has, without sometimes with explicitly asking people to speak up for him, sometimes, you know, it making it clear that he wants it. He has made himself into a viable candidate. And if I, it's funny because I have not said you must hire Ryan Silverfield, right? That's not what I've said. I've said he must be a serious candidate and you must take him seriously and you must interview him. Here's my question. Who's his offensive coordinator? Like, we talk about what a disaster Barry Odom was. He is a disaster. One reason he became a disaster in Missouri is because his offensive coordinators were there. It was terrible. So who is his offensive coordinator? Honestly, Mike Carvel, what did he struggle with originally? It was defensive coordinator a little bit, right? But your plan matters, and it should matter. And so how you present the plan – And I also think the other thing is that there are multiple people who make this decision. For example, Brad Martin is clearly involved in making this decision. Brad Martin, former interim president of the University of Memphis, deeply involved in athletics, deeply involved in both of the last two coach searches. He's very close to Ryan. It would surprise me. I don't have any knowledge of this, but it would surprise me if Brad wasn't a Ryan guy from the beginning. But that doesn't mean that anyone else on that committee or who's doing the interviews was. And so it may be a situation where, okay, he doesn't have to win over Brad, but he's got to win over Alan Graf or President Ruh or whatever like that. I absolutely think interviews matter and should matter.
What percentage of the decision is Laird Veach's then, do we think? Because he's made it clear.
I think a lot of it's Laird's.
Doesn't it have
to
be?
I mean, I think everyone has to agree. It's one of these deals. I think actually they're giving Laird a fair amount of latitude. I think it is sort of his decision to make, much like it's Zach Kleiman's decision to make at the Grizzlies. But that doesn't mean that Robert Parrott doesn't have a voice.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like, if Robert Parrott, like, no way you're hiring that, you know, then they wouldn't do it. So I think he has, because he's new, because he's a football guy, because he's been trusted to be the athletic department, I think a lot of it's Laird's. But I do think, in the end, they'll call it a consensus decision, and it has to be someone. I do think Ryan has to persuade sort of everybody, although I think it's Laird who's going to pull the lever.
Interesting. We are, of course, talking to Jeff Calkins. He is a Daily Memphian sports columnist. You can hear him on 92.9 every day from 9 to 11. Adam Fuller, as I reported yesterday, is headed to Florida State.
Nice work there, John. Nice work. Come swooping in.
Thank you. Blind squirrel finds a nut, or whatever they say these days. He changed his Twitter profile already. Like, he already has the Seminole as his logo. He already changed his Twitter bio. I mean, would somebody who's coaching Memphis in the Cotton Bowl have already done that?
I can't speak to that. I don't know the answer to that.
Like, I'm saying I don't think the guy is going to be coaching the Cotton Bowl. Maybe I'm wrong, but, like, I just don't feel – it's going to be weird. Like, he's already changed his profile. Like, he's moved on, it feels like.
Well, the reason you change your profile and the reason you take the job is to help solidify the new staff and recruit and help recruiting and whatever else, right? So I don't think it's weird to call plays for your team that you've called plays for the whole year. I think it's weird to send a team into a freaking bowl game without the play caller for the offense or defense to play Penn State. I think that's weird. I think that's weirder than whether the play caller's Twitter bio matches the play caller. I'm not saying he will, but in terms of what's weird to me, what's weird is pretending you care about a bowl game, pretending you care about student athletes, and sending those student athletes to play the biggest game of their lives without either their offensive or defensive play caller. That's weird to me.
I guess how could the timing have been better then? Because you can't fault You can't fault Fuller for taking the opportunity, right? And I'm with John. I mean, I think once you put that on your page, I don't think the players can even look at you anymore when you have the speech before, you know, before the Cotton Bowl game. For all that's worth, I don't, you know, they're looking through you, it feels like to me. So what would have been the right, I guess, the best way? It's always awkward, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think there is. I'm not faulting
Memphis
anyone.
Yeah, it's kind of like you just got to kind of hate the game, right? Yeah.
I'm faulting the entity that is college football.
Absolutely. Right? You can't hate
that's
the player.
For this whole joke of a system. It's preposterous. And then, again, like you tell people, we're in it for the kids, we care about the kids, and the kids who matter, and student-athletes, and bowl games are important, and whatever else, and you set up this system. And let's be honest, the other reason is it's because we don't have a decent playoff system. I do think, and GP and I discussed this the other day on my show, if there was an 18 playoff and Memphis was the eighth seed, let's just say you automatically had one automatic entry from the non-Power Five, and Memphis is the eighth seed, and they were playing the number one seed this coming weekend, would Mike Norvell have left then in the playoff? If you're coach of a playoff team, I don't think you leave at that point.
It's certainly a much harder decision, right? Like, at the very least,
he tells them he's got to. It's a shot at a national champion. I don't care if you're the eighth seed. It's still a shot, right?
So it means, right.
Because as an eighth seed, you're still going to get clobbered by Alabama or LSU or whatever.
Yeah, you don't bail at that point. Yeah, you
I'm with you guys.
Oh, I agree there. Yes, game. I agree. But yes.
You can't, and honestly, you can't hire a coach who would bail on his team in that circumstance. The only reason you bail on a team is because we all acknowledge these bowls are meaningless, right? And so, but if they're meaningful, then you don't bail. Just like a basketball coach doesn't bail going to the NCAA tournament, even if they're a 11 seed or 12 seed or whatever it is, right? You unlikely that you're going to go, but you could get to the Sweet 16 or you could get to the Final Four, and you wouldn't ask a coach to. It's another reason to have a playoff rather than ridiculous system where we throw crumbs to the group of five team that's in this bowl. We give them the worst matchup, the least desirable bowl, whatever else, and you throw them crumbs, and then you set up a universe where the best group of five coach every single year is going to be desired by a Power Five team. Well, literally, you're going to have this situation every other year at least, and where that person's going to be jumping. It's a total travesty. But do I blame Mike Norvell or do I blame Adam Fuller? No, Adam Fuller, as a defensive coordinator at Florida State, he could get the next head coaching job at, you know, Phil, let's say Cincinnati comes open next year, right? Let's say Cincinnati comes open next year. He goes and kills it at Florida State. He can get the head coaching job. He can't get that from being the Memphis defensive coordinator, but from being the Florida State defensive coordinator, you can. And plus, I don't know what he's making, but he's probably making, you know, $800,000-$900,000. Like, you can't begrudge Adam Fuller for doing it. But you can absolutely say the system is practically criminal. It's ridiculous.
So I'm asking you to speculate and project a little bit here, Jeff, but by the time that we talk to you next week, I'm assuming a hire will have certainly been made, and maybe a hire would even have been introduced by this time next week.
I would certainly hope so, yes. I would imagine so, yes.
Do you think that Memphis fans will they adore the hire? Will they be lukewarm about the hire? Will they hate the hire? If you had to say today, if you had to handicap it, what do you think?
I don't think they'll – I'll be honest. I think even if it's Silverfield, they won't adore the hire. They'll be happy, right? They'll be happy. There's some lingering questions. They'll be happy. There'll be an explosion of happiness from the players and the fans and whatever else, right? And there will be happiness. And people will like him and they'll rally around him. And they will like him. They will be happy. They will be happy. But if there's if it's someone other than Ryan Silverfield and it's Barry Odom, they will be unhappy. And if it's someone other than Adam Silverfield who's in behind door number two, they'll talk themselves into it, and they won't necessarily be unhappy. The players and whatever, will there be an initial burst of unhappiness? Let's take it. It's your man, Bill Clark. Is that who you want?
Well, I mean, I'd love Silverfield.
John's man.
But if not Silverfield, yes. Bill Clark is my man.
51-year-old Bill Clark. He wanted Larry Brown. Now he likes Bill Clark. He likes the oldies.
Right, exactly right. So if Bill Clark is 8 years younger than me, Jason. So if it's you're dismissing him as an oldie.
Yeah, it's
so
amazing that you're still alive, honestly.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So Bill, if it's Bill Clark, people are like, okay, we can talk or say, he did a good job at UAB. I mean, we'll ignore the last game. He did a good job at Northern. We'll talk ourselves into it, right? If it's Barry Odom, there's going to be unhappiness. And if it's Ryan Silverfield, there'll be happiness. Don't you think all those things are true?
Yes, I think if it's Ryan Silverfield, right, there will be happiness. If it's Barry Odom, there will be rioting in the streets, looting. Mattresses will be thrown off of buildings. It will be it will be like The Purge. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Okay,
I'll put it on my list
for like a 24-hour period. There are no laws. Okay, it's going to be pure anarchy if they hire Barry Odom.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm obviously exaggerating a little bit there. But
no, people will be unhappy.
I've seen people, again, this is like one or two posts, but I've seen people say, I will not renew my season ticket.
I'm never going to buy my season ticket again.
People are saying that about Barry Odom.
I know they say that.
That is not something I like to see if I'm Memphis.
No, but I don't believe that'll be a real factor. I don't think a whole lot of people are going to burn their bras because Barry Odom was, but he will not be popular. I agree with that.
I'm burning my bra, I swear.
Jeff, you did Precious. When are you going to do Ja Morant? When are you going to do that song?
Precious. Can you guys do it?
You need to do it. This kid's a superstar, and he deserves it. If Precious gets a song.
He's not a superstar. He has superstar elements.
Superstar potential. I did hear you all have this conversation. Yes. And nobody's putting them there yet.
My larger question is,
I believe in him.
Is he the Memphis Sportsman of the Year?
It's a good question because you can't give it to Norvell like you said,
right?
Because he's out of here.
Norvell. That's so embarrassing.
And that's a big one that's off the list. Right.
He's already changed his Twitter profile, you know.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Ja. I don't even think there's a close second, to be honest with you. I mean, unless Memphis basketball wins the national title or makes a run. I mean, are we just saying that it's not Penny?
Well, Sportsman of the Year's got to go, little guy now.
John, that's the next year.
This is John.
Maybe you're not familiar with how the calendar works. I'm sorry, I'm old. I get my name confused.
One of us forgives you.
That's what happens. Yeah. Penny or James or whatever, if they win the national title, they can be the Sportsman of 2020.
How about Taylor Jenkins for winning Summer League? No, seriously. I mean, Zach Kleiman, maybe if you like the moves, but I'd still go Ja over him. I'd pick the player over him. But I'm just throwing some candidates out there. You're right about Norvell, though. Hey, you're gone, brother. That's part of moving up. You're off the list. You can't win it. You can't get the award. I'm with you there.
You can't get that award. No.
Yep. So anyway, it was an awesome moment last night. No question about it. Hey Jeff, man, we know
you're
really busy.
Appreciate you, brother.
We appreciate the time.
Nice to have me.
Thank you for the time.
We appreciate the work. Thanks, man. He is Jeff Calkins. He is a sports columnist over at the Daily Memphian, and of course you can hear him right here on 92.9 FM ESPN every single morning. Listen, I mean, I understand why you might want to pump the brakes on Ja because he's a rookie, but I say
superstar to the point that I believe in this kid.
Well,
it's potential. What's going to
keep this kid from being a superstar?
Oh, my gosh, I'm staying up late at night to watch this stuff. Whether it starts at 9:30 or 8, I'm watching all West Coast because of Ja Morant. Well, with all due respect to all the other guys, Brandon Clark has been an efficiency machine. But you watch because of Ja. It's like plugging into a socket.
Right.
Well, kid had 12 points last night, and you're watching because, you know, he may do something I've never seen before, and it happens at the end of the game with less than a minute left.
Yep.
I mean, Aaron Baines, rest in peace, brother.
Yeah, his
that man, eyes, his eyes were dark afterwards. He tried to blame it on the, you know.
His coaches and teammates failed him last night. I mean, he was let down by the system. I mean, who let him get switched off on Ja? Whose fault is that?
It was Ricky Rubio's fault.
Yeah, Ricky Rubio, second-degree murder. I'm charging Ricky Rubio with second-degree. Like, he was an accomplice in this.
I'm tired of Ja not getting the calls on this.
Oh, my God.
It came out, Brevin, Hasseltine, everybody came out. The frustration came out. Why is he not getting the calls?
Aaron Baines was in the Grizzlies' bench. I mean, Ja Morant was in the Grizzlies' bench after that.
The other day, he gets the two-hander against Willie Cauley-Stein, who doesn't jump but yet pushes him, and it could have been a foul then. Ja's looking at the ref, doesn't get the call. Last night, he gets pushed to the point that he's flying, and there's no call. At some point, you've got to give this kid his respect.
No doubt about it. Yep. And maybe
he's going to get hurt.
And maybe that's the only thing that's keeping him from being a true superstar right now is, like, he's not getting those kinds of calls.
Well, you need more moments like that,
yeah.
And you got to get more wins before your superstar status. But he has all the tools. My goodness, he is a
all the makings. There's no question. Ooh. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the holiday season. That means holiday parties. And if you're going to go to one or host one, you're going to need a bottle. And if you're a vodka drinker, this is Gary Parrish reminding you, make it a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as you surely know by now. So smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, and that's among the reasons why New Amsterdam Vodka is the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. And check this out. They've also got a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar or a restaurant or a liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
At the Great American Home Store, get a gift for yourself that keeps on giving. It's never been more affordable with savings of $100, $200, $300, all the way up to $1,000 cash savings. Finance with no money down and 3 years no interest, or choose up to 5 years interest-free. Top name brands like Bassett, FlexSteel, England by Lazy Boy, Corinthian, Mayo, and more. Find exciting savings throughout Great American's massive showrooms on bedroom, dining room, living room, from stationary sofas and sectionals to the largest selection of motion furniture in the mid South. Looking for something special? You'll find it here with custom order options from finish to fabric with our custom order program. And the best part, you can have it in as little as 4 weeks. Need a new mattress? Right now you'll find savings on Simmons, Beautyrest, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. It's all in stock for immediate on-site pickup or express delivery. There's no place like home for Christmas. The Great American Home Store. Memphis, South Haven, or shop and buy online at gogahs.com.
The other day I had lunch with Trey Jordan, the owner of Pimentos, and he explained why the place feels so wonderfully relaxed. It's designed to feel like a back porch or a comfortable lake house with delicious made-from-scratch food. The burgers are incredible. There are 12 different kinds of pimento cheese. Pimentos is open for lunch, of course, but it's also a perfect place for a relaxed dinner. The new Cuyahoga location even has a full bar. So stop by the lake, Pimentos, and get a meal. Pimentos, 6450 Poplar Avenue and 3751 Houston Levee in Collierville, or visit at pimentos.com.
Algae. That murky green stuff may not seem very useful, but it could be the future of energy. That's why ExxonMobil and Synthetic Genomics are developing biofuels from algae so that the trucks, ships, and planes that drive our economy could one day run on algae biofuels with half the greenhouse gas emissions of today's fuels, keeping transportation humming while cutting emissions. Learn more at energyfactor.com.
The cold is here, and Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool wants to help you stay warm and cozy. Gas logs by Real Fire for indoor or outdoor fireplaces to keep you warm by the fire. Hot tubs by Caldera Spas to relax and soothe all of your troubles away after a long day. Don't forget about the kids this holiday season. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool has trampolines, play sets, and basketball goals. Come visit their showroom at 468 West Highway 72 in Collierville or online at outdoorlivingmemphis.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis.
Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's a party up in here. It's the Jason and John show. We always have a good time on this show, don't we, Jason?
Yes, we do, John.
I was having a good time last night. Were you having a good time last night?
I have a good time every time I watch John Morant play basketball.
Usually is. It usually does.
Most of the time when I'm watching Dylan and when I'm watching Jaren, definitely when I'm watching Brandon Clark, I have a good time.
Well,
plus minus king.
You mentioned there were two times that you came out of your seat yesterday.
Yep.
At home. One of them was when you saw the scoop from me about Adam Fuller that going to Florida State.
Like 6:26 p.m.-ish.
So we spaced your excitement out. So around 6:30, you came out of your chair. And then around, 10:30 or so, maybe a little later, you came out of your chair yet
about
again.
About that, 8 o'clock start.
You came out of your chair yet again when this happened.
Morant with a running start.
Well, they cleared it out this time. Come get some Aaron Baines. Look at this young fella partner with a lot of body contact down below. Doesn't get the air.
We don't want to discriminate. We don't want to leave Eric out. Let's hear Eric.
Morant right side. You don't want to get too complacent, though. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Morant working at Baines. Quick stutter step in the lane. Hangs. Jams with a right hand on Baines. Oh, what a move by Ja Morant. Ja Morant, what a play by the rookie at the rim on top of Baines with the dunk. I can't believe what I just saw. He going to his left, back with his right, and got hammered on the play. Oh, my goodness, what a play by Ja Morant.
Ja Morant finally caught him a body. He's been trying to do that all season. He's been 0-for-4 dunking on big guys. He finally got Aaron Baines. He got one to go down over top of a big man.
Now, why are you sitting there acting like you're a dead body, fool?
Because I'm dead.
They can't see you, John. This is a radio program, fool.
I want you to see me, though. You know, I'm acting like you acted
but
for CJ.
But I already get the point.
You acted for CJ with the one tier. I'm acting for you, you know? That's kind of what we do here on this show. That's how I felt when that happened last night.
Are you entertained yet?
I've been entertained by Ja.
That's the point of this. Are you entertained yet?
I've been entertained by Ja. I loved Ja from the moment I knew we were getting the number two pick. I have loved Ja since that moment. I endorsed Ja since that moment. And I have only been redeemed since that moment. Because every time he steps on the court, he's awesome. I mean, and that's the part of this that I think we're kind of taking for granted is like, he is awesome every time he gets on the court. It's happened immediately. It happened immediately.
What excites me about this, and the reason I'm watching every minute these days, even fighting through the sleep to see these West Coast starts, and not just me, that's all Grizz fans. I hope that y'all realize. I hope that's reflective of what all of us are doing right now because of how good this kid is that this is what we hoped, right? When you make the pick, as John said, we can do this. And you did. You told us, right? He'll be exciting. But when you make the pick, you couple it with what you've got with Jaren Jackson, you tell yourself, you know what, this is going to be a long road, right? Going to be a lot of losing. What did we say? We literally said the words, but it could be exciting losing, right? There could be moments in the development of what we think are two potential superstars. Make sure I say potential before Jeff comes in here and pulls me off the air. That we could sort of see it all happening, right, in that year. And then in those losses, John, you'd still have your moments where you're getting on SportsCenter, right, and in the rest of the country, you're sort of earning a respect and you're losing in the sense that you've got superstars, right? Rest of the country, for the most part, right, when you were winning grit and grind, they didn't care because they didn't think that was, right, that was the style. You are playing the NBA style right now, and you are literally the number one play on SportsCenter. That's what's exciting is that it's coming to fruition.
Yep.
I mean, Ja comes back off this four-game layoff, and he is a stud. And I shorted him 1 point. He finished with 13 yesterday, and certainly there were other stories. Dylan Brooks is 27. Look, he's 10 of 18 last night. He's looked good, you know, for the most part this season. He's been more consistent. You want to hand it to him. Jaren Jackson last night gives you 24 on 10 of 18 shooting as well. They were fantastic. Brandon Clark continues to be unbelievable, a plus-minus king off the bench for this team.
Yep.
What, 15 and 7 for him. And then DeAnthony Melton, I mean, every minute he gives you feels valuable out there. And it's funny now that maybe at a time we never thought we'd see Ja and DeAnthony Melton out there at the same time. Because remember, DeAnthony Melton, you talk about 6'2 guard, hey, does that work? Nah, he should be backing up, right? Now, they've looked good together at times, and it's because of the versatility, no question about it, of Melton. So, anyway, all that to say, yeah, you get your eighth win. Yeah, it's just the eighth win of the season, and yes, you're at the, you know, for the most part, there ain't many below you in the West, John. What are we talking about, Golden State? Mm-hmm. I mean, there may be one more now that you've won one, you know, you go up and you won two in a row here, but it's losing, and yet we're getting the plays and sort of this excitement because why? Because you can see a brighter future ahead. That's exciting, and I'm not going to lie to you. As those last couple of years, John, yes, you've still got Mike and you've still got Mark, and you've still got a shot at the playoffs, right?
Yep.
You've still got
the Pelicans and the Warriors are underneath you, by the way.
So hope is still there. I knew it was the Warriors. I figured it was, I thought maybe the Pelicans were there. Some hope, right? But you knew at some point it had to come to an end. Mm-hmm. So there was a limit to that excitement, John, particularly from me. Like, I'm the one that was sitting here. You tell, hey, you got to keep it together. I'm saying, no, go ahead and break it up because you're not going to win a championship like this. Now, even with the losses, you still see the brighter future because, dang it, you got a freaking potential. I say superstar because I believe in it.
Yep.
And it's been everything that we said and hoped it would be since they got the number two, since we found out they were going to have the number two pick and assumed they would take Ja Morant. It's been fantastic to watch. And you got to love, if you're a Grizzlies fan, that at the end of that game, it's a four-point game with less than a minute left, that it's Jaren and Ja. Remember, Jaren kind of critical in this too because he comes in, before they clear out, he comes and sets the pick.
Yep.
It switches Baines on to Ja. Gives Ja all the advantage in the world on this clear out, that's what you want at the end of a game is Jaren and Ja involved in the decisions and right there involved, directly involved in the winning. So it was great to see, and I know my kid woke up happy when I told him what Ja did to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.